but luckily, I'm exceptional. Gripwads are great!
Could you imagine George Michael in a pair of fake Crocs?
Hope Louis doesn't get rid of that crystal I gave him, otherwise the whole universe is in the balance.
Welcome to When We Waffle 2017! Woo! Got an echo there. I will bring this back. Sid's lying on the bed where we record.
I think he's woken up.
Laurie and Kat's cat, and he's not happy because we're making noise. He's sort of looking up going, now, 2017, shut up. Why can't we just all lie around in 2017? Can't fold. How is everybody? I'm going to do this, but for the rest of the year, I'm not going to do this. But just for this, maybe at the start of every year, I go, how are you? Starting with Kat.
I'm, like, chilled.
Kat, chilled. Can I ask, though?
Yes.
Can I jump all over, even?
Yeah, of course
I'm, like, the
can.
Worst person.
Jump away.
How was Christmas? We're going to do that at the start. Like, how was Christmas for you this year?
This year was very lying down.
Okay.
Lots of really bad food, lots and lots of booze, lots of box sets.
Can I just ask, Kat?
Yeah.
Because other supermarkets are available, but yeah. Who was your choice this year?
This year, it was Aldi.
Was it really?
I'm just going to be proud about it. It was Aldi all the way. It was their booze, it was their chocolates, it was
Aldi
everything.
Chocolates.
Yeah, bloody lovely.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Mine was Sainsbury's. I had a Sainsbury's cheesecake that was the stuff of dreams. And I was the only one who ate it, and I destroyed it all. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you go, cheesecake.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I love it. Well, obviously, when it's Christmas and you wake up and there's things in the fridge, and you're like, I could have a proper breakfast, but bollocks.
I could have cheesecake.
Cheesecake and salami.
Yeah.
And pickled onion.
I think I had a few breakfasts of pork pie and sausage rolls.
Oh, that pork pie.
Laurie made some sausage rolls, which were pretty nice, weren't they?
Yeah. I'm sausage roll master.
Yeah.
Master of sausage rolls. Yeah. Come, my army of sausage rolls and sausage
roll.
Rossage souls.
Rossage souls. Just off the A15. And Laurie, what was your go-to bit? What was your pure riches? What was your... That's what stuck with me.
Really?
Because he said it like three times over the last... I'm not about pure riches, man. And I love it. I think you should be about pure riches. Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us about your riches.
Please go online on our thingy and have a look at Laurie Peters' art at the moment, because it's knocking it out of the park. He's been painting like some sort of mad.
Yeah.
Like all angst up and that. And Kat's been like, do you want a cup of tea? He's been like, whatever.
Yeah.
Creating.
Don't talk to me.
Pass me my sand and shut up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Painting over Christmas. I did paint a few. I painted a big one. And then I painted a couple of small ones, and then I sold some pure riches.
Where do people go if they want to look at your art, Laurie?
Yeah, your current art gallery is where, Laurie?
You come round here. Just
for people round there. The Laurie 4000
people
gallery.
People buy paintings if everyone from round here.
Yeah, but you know him. People will knock at the door and go, what are you on?
Yeah.
And
be
like, we'll come in, and they'll be like, no.
No, I should get them out there, but, you know, you can see them on my Instagram account or something.
Yeah, they're down the local pub as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're down the local pub. There's loads of them down there.
Yeah.
Just swap them for pints.
Why are there so many shops in this village?
There's
three shops.
Do you mean pubs?
No, shops.
Shops.
There's the shop as you come in.
Yeah.
And then there's that little shop that's never open. It's got the times written on it. It's open today.
Yeah.
Then you go past the Liberal Club. Mm-hmm. It's a little liberal in here. Hope you don't mind. And then there's another one with a post office attached to it.
Yeah.
Is there any more?
There's a beautician's that's open very rarely. There's a florist.
She does a full wax, crack and sack.
Full wax, crack and sack, just off the motorway. You are just waving.
That's just what we're cracking.
You need it more than anybody.
And then there's a couple more pubs as well, aren't there?
Mm.
Yeah, there's everything that you need, really, in this village.
Do you need all those shops? That's what
we
I'm
need
thinking.
A post office, and sadly, it's going this year.
Is it?
So I'm personally devastated about that. Because where do I have to travel somewhere with all my eBay riches.
Bless your heart.
To post them, won't I? Before I'd go in and Penny would text me and say, I've done them all, Kat. Come and pay up, will you?
Yeah, but why is Penny not doing it anymore? Because loads of people just turn up and dump loads of crap on her.
I don't think it's a way to make fast money working in a post office.
I'm making fast money. This year, it's post offices. Are you in or are you out?
You want a stamp? You want first class?
Do you want second class? Do you want two lots of first class?
$5.
I do black market third class.
Uh-oh. Sid's off.
Uh-oh, Sid's like, no way. Did you hear him gently amble to the floor there? Doom.
Yeah.
Like a depth charger.
He's like a little elephant.
He needs to go on a diet.
And very quickly, what was your best gift? Because obviously we had that thing where Laurie was saying you kind of give him mini key rings.
Shit gifts.
Shit gifts.
Got another key ring.
Did you... you got good gifts this year?
Got fucking good gifts this year.
Fucking good.
It deserves swear words. They were so good. Can you remember any of them?
Oh dear. It's not worth it, is it?
It's not worth it.
It's all Aldi. Middle Aldi.
You got a outfit.
Oh yeah, I got a martial arts outfit. Just pure black.
Like a ninja. Full on shogun.
Gloves.
You just walk into your Aikido, they're like, what? You're like, and clank, 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 clank.
Full shogun. Laurie, this is the leisure centre.
Call me Shanto Rauri.
I got, what did I get?
John Shuttleworth signed leaflet.
Oh, yeah, I got a John Shuttleworth DVD.
How'd you get that signed?
Just got contacts, isn't it?
He's bloody brilliant.
He's bloody brilliant. Isn't he's so funny.
I remember it very late at night, and I was just about to turn the telly off, and he was on, and he had his song, I've got a Y Reg, I'm an ambassador. Don't ask me why, Reg. Yeah. It just is Reg. And I fucking piss laughter. I think I woke everybody up in the house because they're like, what's going on? I'm like, John Shuttleworth's got a Y Reg ambassador.
I think Laurie and I really fell in love over John Shuttleworth.
He's subtle, isn't he?
Yes.
Beautifully subtle.
Gentle.
I did speak to him once.
Did he say, you look like him, don't
Swindon.
You?
I went and saw him and I had a chat with him.
While he was doing his act. Stage got, what's your name?
Have you barely got a Y Red John? That's
I got a mini key ring! Do you want me to body pop? And so you got, let's just skip over the gifts because we're not going to find out what they were.
No.
And Christmas Day, had a wonderful Christmas Day, everybody.
Lots of napping.
What did you cook? Laurie cooked, did he?
Just chicken.
It's like a breast of chicken or the actual chicken?
Just, you know the chicken wings? Just a couple of them.
Nice. Chicken wings.
Just two wings.
There you go.
You're riches.
Chickens.
All right, some legs. No, I just had a chicken, a normal roast chicken, because I'm not that into roast turkeys and that. I'm just not that into them. They're just rubbish. What's the point?
We had a sophisticated prawn cocktail in a glass to start with.
Really quite hang on. Did he bring his hostess trolley in when he was doing it? Go on.
Hang on, Laurie. You have just completely forgotten that I prepared the dinner while you went to the pub.
No, you didn't. I did it all.
Selective.
Very selective. Yeah. I didn't mind doing it.
No, I just went to the pub for now, It's all right. Yeah, nice little roast. Did you have a roast dinner?
Yeah.
Did you have gravy? Did you have roast potatoes? Did you have Yorkshires?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had it all, and it all came in all right.
Sprouts.
But I didn't bother with a bird. I just got breasts.
Oh, yeah.
Are these your breasts, darling?
Cool. Roger Moore was round.
Are we going to put the Yorkshires in now, too? Or later?
Did Auntie Bessie? Yeah, Karen was all over, wasn't
Let's
it?
Have a chat about TV.
Yay! Right?
Because, Brian Cox is in a bit of trouble. He isn't in a bit of trouble, but a lot of women weren't happy with his science programme. Did you see his science programme?
Can't say I did.
Now, his science programme was a bit comedy as well. But it was, people felt that it was a little bit derogatory towards women in the fact that the only women in the show were just a bit dim all the time. So he got a bit of that backlash. And at first I was a bit like, oh God, this programme is a bit ropey. And then Noel Fielding walks in and lifts the entire thing up. I mean, you can just tell when a comedian just shits brilliance, because he can walk into a format that isn't very good. And suddenly it was excellent. And he was just riding around like Einstein on a little bike going, hello. And it was like, in excellent. But before he turned up, it was like, whoa, what is going on? What was the weirdest bit of TV you saw? Walliams was all over Christmas, wasn't he? Shirley Bassey in...
Well, to be honest, I was head down in box sets.
Well, no, there was that bloody... Alan Carr was going a bit mental.
Was that New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah, New Year's Eve. You can't see much about that.
Well, I can, but I watched a little bit of it, but it was just like, I don't know.
He's your best mate, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, Terry, you're coming out. All right, see you later.
Last time I saw him... Oh, no, I can't say, because it's just a private story.
All right, okay.
I get sued. I did see that programme you were talking about.
Oh, the Naked. The
where they were discussing. Shit.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't
it? It's awful. Don't do that.
I was
gobsmacked.
What?
Where people are in, like, glass wardrobes and people stare at their genitals.
Sexualizational thing. Yeah.
It's just, where are we going on this planet?
Yeah.
And there's a bush. Do you like an owl? That ball, that's a lot lankier than the other one.
Yeah.
It's like a knackered old office tie.
Oh my God!
To get rid through the shoe.
Imagine the shame.
Honestly, where's it going to end? Another 10 years.
Yeah, look at the state of her tits. I won't be seen dead with her.
She's got one tit. I've got a mate whose girlfriend's got one tit bigger than the other.
Most women do have that.
Oh, do they?
You're spoiled.
Yeah, but as
you're, so you've pure riches. Did you have your tassels on at Christmas? Woohoo! All the same proportion, Laurie!
Little Yorkshire puddings dangling at the end. Like.
Laurie's like playing, he was on his vibe or whatever. hey, level 12.
Is it too. What?
Retweeted us.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Henderson, who's the. I think the gay lad from Leeds
is
ever
recording. Is this something you want to say?
Yeah, and he's just sent us a tweet that Greg Wallace sent out saying, had a romantic dinner on our terrace last night. At dawn, seagull swooped on the leftovers, smashed the glasses and stole the napkins! Exclamation mark. He's just really funny. Everything he tweets is piss funny.
Is it everything he tweets in capitals as well, by chance?
It sounds like it is, but it's not. But there's always lots of exclamation marks.
Had an exceptional... She was lagging behind in conversation because she's lacking in the brain department. But luckily, I'm exceptional. Grip wants a grey! Just shouting it from his balcony.
Yeah, exactly.
No seagull turned up. He just, like, slipped out in the dead of night and just smashed it all over. Yeah. I blame her!
Yeah.
Yes, darling, seagulls are exceptionally terrible round here. You've got to learn. Greg needs a grape! Grape! She's like...
But I just think it's a bit sloppy leaving your stuff outside on the balcony or wherever you were on your terrace.
Would have been freezing.
Yeah. It was probably thirsty, the poor bird.
Knowing him, it's in Gran Canaria or something like that.
Pure riches.
Just on a market stall. In Shepherd's Bush.
Got a little balcony on a market stall.
Market stall. can we not go somewhere lovely, darling? Greg likes it here. Good on his people. Now, don't eat that.
It's got little curtains and that.
Got a little, yeah. And you have to wait for it to open. He opens his little curtains. Shh. Morning, what do you want? I've slept on these.
Wearing his dressing gown.
They're a bit like crushed. All these grapes are ruined. We had sex last night and I ruined my stall. Look at the look on her face. Ecstasy. Just cuts to her going,
embarrassed.
Could we not just go home, darling? Life with me is life on the road. Day 56. Currently in Basra. My little cart goes all over the world on it. It's like a little gypsy thing. You know, like an old school gypsy thing, you know.
Not a new school. Like a carrot. What were those wooden?
Yeah, we're
things?
Out, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, a thing on his head with all the threepences. hanging down. It's like, what do you want?
Lucky truffles.
I just want some vegetables. Rookie mistake! It's naked.
Oh!
Just like big marrow.
Tiny little, like big marrows either side of a tiny little plum.
I made it myself. I call it despair. Morning! Do you want your keys cut? Does keys as well on the side.
Does soles for shoes. What are your shoes doing?
I'll recover your phone. It's cracked, is it? Fucking idiot. My wife drops all her phones. Mainly when she's trying to run away from me. Had a very romantic time. Should we take a call?
Yeah, please. I need to get that image out of my head quick.
Mind the plum!
Christ. Bill, happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you and happy New Year to Laurie. Is he there?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, what a fantastic start of the year. Obviously, we lost old George Michael, didn't we?
That was terribly, terribly sad.
Honestly, do you know what, darling? One of the worst things is, you know, in life, you know, you can be that famous and you can be that well-loved, but you can sort of, like, have, you know, you can't, you sort of can't capitalise on the love that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad, isn't it? Because he was so loved, wasn't he?
He's charitable and all that, wasn't he?
Desperately charitable. And also a wonderful human being. My God, what a looker. I mean, like a Greek god. Literally a Greek god, right? Back in the day. I'm not even gay. And I'd have cashed in a Club Tropicana drink with him.
You'd have a cheeky snog with him, wouldn't you?
Truth is, I'd let him do anything to me. I'd be a little slut. He'd drag me around his bedroom on a call. Anyway, I digress. Had a wonderful time. Keith got in. It was amazing new world red wines, darling. Down in Chile at the moment. I'm really hitting up on that. And, of course, we had a little shipment. So we had an absolute whiz o' chips bang time. Did you have a happy new year?
Yeah, it was a lovely, thank you. Yeah.
What did you do?
You stayed in, didn't you?
Yeah.
I went down the pub and she stayed in.
Oh,
I was
right.
One of those
smuggos
that wanted to stay in under a blanket, really. I couldn't be bothered moving. I had a bit of a throat, bit of a bad throat.
And bless your heart, darling. But do you know what? It's the time of year to lie in a big heap, isn't it?
I think
so. Just do what you like, you know, if you want to go down the local pub and talk to people if you're not at all. And you had a wonderful time. Well, listen, I'm going to start the new year. I'm not going to moan.
Okay.
In the slightest, it's a new year. And I just want to say, in the light of George Michael, bless everybody. And try and share, because I think a lot of people get things trapped in their heads, and I know personally he would have had his demons, as we all do, but try and share, because it's never as big as you think it is. And if only George could have just tapped into the love that was out there, and I guess that's the sort of thing of it, really, that you can't, but in a sense, God, he was loved, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
Oh, God, I fucking love Listen Without Prejudice, I tell you. Me and Keith played it to death. Honestly, and when we found out about him, we popped it on old Spotify. Other things are available, iTunes, and we were like, bloody hell, it's good. This Listen Without Prejudice is very, very, very clever man, wasn't he? And of course, what really struck me as sad is all over the world while he was sort of passing away, and that this Christmas would have been played everywhere.
Yeah.
And now that has such heavy connotations to it, doesn't it? Really, this Christmas.
Oh, and I wonder what else is going to... Yeah, come on. Come on now, Bill. Think about... There might even be more stuff that we don't know about.
It's not worth it. What?
There might be new things released that he's done that we don't know about. Maybe?
Probably. What, songs?
Yes, yeah, so that's something to look forward to.
Oh, well, yeah, look forward to it. But what a joy. And what a, you know, an amazing time in our history... music-wise, it was very vibrant, isn't it? I mean, fashion keeps sort of harping back to the 80s, but for good reason, really, is that it was just full of it, wasn't it? From electronic music to soul music. I mean, do you remember him in the BSA jacket on Faith? I mean, my God, that drove everybody to distraction, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you didn't know you were gay, you found out then, didn't you? Wasn't that God of Faith? Poof, dear, that's stubble. Those Ray-Bans. The highlights. Careless Whisper. Amazing. Bless him. And I bet a lot of people out there listening have actually found it a bit shocking, really, because it was their childhood, wasn't it? Gosh.
Did you ever meet him, Bill?
Yeah, loads of times. Actually, he'd come round here with me and Keith for a bit of a... we had an amazing time. Very witty.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful bloke. Of course, you know I'm in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in Last... I'm in the video.
Oh!
Yeah. I'm one of the parts of Snow in the background.
Really?
Yeah, look for me there. And I'm also the jukebox in Faith as well. Okay. I'm in everything. Anyway, listen, God, you know, if you can take one thing from this life is that, you know, enjoy yourself. Don't worry about things as much. And I know it's very easy to say, and I know this time of year is sort of steeped in, like, you know, how am I going to do it and stuff like that. But, gosh, everybody, share... because we care, and wash your hair. That's my saying for this year.
I think that's
brilliant. Care, share, wash your hair. Stinks. Anyway, listen, I'm going to go, because I'm off down Aldi. I don't know about you, but have you been to Aldi?
Oh, I love Aldi, Bill.
Oh, my
Bill.
God, the
love
selection
it.
Of wines out of this world. Their New World wines are absolutely fantastic. And, of course, the Munchies are down there as well.
So mm-hmm.
And the Middle Aisle. Have you been? I mean, normally it's a little middle, but an Aldi middle. You get down there, there's socks for old people, cupboards, flippers, motorcycle helmets, horse jackets. Fucking weird. Who's buying that stuff?
I know.
Who's going in Aldi and buying a jet wash? I don't fucking know. Anyway, listen, I'll talk to you next week. Take care. And for God's sake, just enjoy it, right? Speak to you later, darling.
Bye, lots of love.
Bye.
I'm going to have to talk about it. I don't want to be down, but we should talk about George Michael. Because he was such a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
He was massive. Colossal. But I was a little bit too young. I don't think I was... I was a bit weird as a kid. I'm still weird
imagine.
Now. But I was a bit... Yeah, I was just out in cornfields going, what's your name, Arthur? You... just pissing everybody off in a 10-mile radius. But I wasn't really in when... I wasn't really into that sort of music when Wham were about. Were you a Whammer?
No, I think, Terry, I'm not that older than you, so I don't think pop music was a big, big thing then for me, really. I was more into Aha and stuff like that in the 80s rather than Wham. I thought Wham was for the older kids.
Was it?
I thought.
Do you remember that rap one they did?
Ah, woo, woo!
It's like, that sounds like a train. I was a bit, I didn't really know what was going on in it. Do you remember their rap? The Wham rap?
Oh, how did that go?
Oh, we know.
get it up in a minute.
I think around about the same time, though, of that was on, might have been about 5 or 6 or something, and I was getting on a bus.
Mm. And just going anywhere.
Yeah.
Off to me nans for a jam sandwich.
And, I remember I was a bit short for some cash, and I was about 5p short or something like that. And the driver was a bit of a cunt.
Okay, go on.
And he wouldn't let me off.
It was 5, but he knew that.
And this bloke stood up, and he paid him that 5p.
Yeah.
And he sat down. I turn round, George Michael.
Oh, shut the front door, for God's sake.
Get out of here. He's not even from your neck of the woods.
I'm telling you, it's him.
Yeah. When are you a Londoner?
I'm North London, innit?
Well, I suppose he might have had to go around.
So I said, cheers, like.
You know. Did he stand up and he was like, you gotta give this kid... 5p is all that you got, and you know it's not a really lot. And he was like, take that money down to Loverboy Creek. So I'm not even going to Loverboy Creek. Before this junction, you'll see a turning.
Woo!
Oh, the time. Give us some of that Red Sand Larry. Need that move. God, he was good. He was on your bus. Stood up.
Old bus rides ain't for free.
This kid's never gonna ride the bus again. 5P loser got no rhythm. So it's easy to pretend. Just everything he sung.
I inspired him, I think.
And it's 5p to a child.
But I've got a weirder one, right?
Oh, is no, that, was it Barbara Streisand? You know, like, hey, what's that kid on? What's that kid on? I'll pay for him 5p. Fucking hell. My husband.
A mate of mine was in Western Superman, and he was on the fruities.
Stripping lip. Plus rats now.
He put all his money in. He lost all his money. And
sad story.
Yeah, he sat down afterwards and was just like fucking gutted. This bloke went on
in the
on
middle
after
of the
him.
Aisle.
This bloke went on after him. Fucking got the jackpot. Right, got all of it. Turned round, gave my mate all the money. Yeah. Walked off. That bloke was George Michael.
It's well documented that he was charitable.
Western Superman.
And in Welland Garden City.
Well, is it just the places that begin with W or something?
I just think he like, just like to give people.
He's just forever on the bus.
Just like helped people.
Yeah.
No, loads of them. I've heard them, they're like, what do you call them? Those stories that go
anecdotes
about.
Anecdotes or something.
They're anecdotes. Like
Chinese
yeah.
whispers. No, they're not Chinese.
Korean whispers.
Anyway, yeah.
Thailand whispers. That's something else.
Yeah.
Fucking this food machine gotta get.
Yeah. There's loads in there.
Yeah.
So he was on your bus.
Yeah, yeah. That was him. He was just sat on the front there with some
Pepsi.
With his jacket and his guitar.
And the jukebox next to it.
He had some engine parts on, like, next to, I don't know if they were his.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here. George Michael was on a bus with engine parts.
He had, like, an exhaust or something.
Oh, get out of here. He's got a back box.
It probably weren't his, but...
Well, I just took it off my car. Get the bus. I'll do another 9 trips. I'll do the rest of the car. Sorry, him next day with the wheels. That's just taking ages. George Michael was on my bus with an exhaust. Piss off.
I swear it was him. I'm telling you. Anyway.
Well, it was a look.
Like him. He had a goatee and like...
Oh, God.
He wore that, like, mirrored glasses and he had a leather
but
jacket.
Hang on, when you were a kid, he didn't have a bloody goatee. He didn't have a goatee until the 90s.
Oh, right.
So, moving
yeah, I might
on.
Have got it mixed up then.
See you next to David Bowie! What's your favourite song, Mr. Bowie? No, nothing, kid. I'm just riding the bus. Leave it.
What's the other one? The other one is, yeah.
What, another story?
Yeah, there's another one, honestly.
George Michael was some. Please text in if you have any George Michael car engine part stories.
this, do you know Ross Lee?
Yeah.
He went down to, he was buying some Crocs, wasn't he? From quite a famous shoe store. And he was buying them. I didn't, you know, they're quite expensive, aren't they? Like 25, 30 quid or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the store in Westfield.
And this bloke turned around and said to him, look, if you go Tesco's, you can get the, you know, the ones that are like them for the 5 quid.
Yeah. Who was the guy?
It's George Michael!
Because he knew all about Crocs.
Could you imagine George Michael in a pair of fake Crocs?
I won't pay for them. I won't pay full price. Just go to Tesco's. Just go and telling everybody that will listen.
And just winked at him and walked off.
In his Crocs?
Listen, kid, you've got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Woo! Tesco's. It's much cheaper there, you see. But the mould is made multiplicitly. It's all the same and it's...
Gotta be...
Nice.
Yeah, that is right, Mr. Underwood. But we gotta make sure that Mr. Trump gets everything he needs. I think it's a great idea and I like you, Ray.
forgot your name there, and me and Claire want to work closely with you. Let's just say we'll revisit this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. Goodbye. Hello, Kat?
All right, Ray.
Yeah, yeah, just into the White House. See, that's the Vice President, Mr. Underwood. So, yeah, he's a very lovely bloke. He's got wife's right fit.
Mm.
Dear, oh dear. Honestly, short hair, which don't always work on a girl, works on her. Poof, pins on it. Anyway, with no further ado, what we've got to get to the roots of. How was your Christmas, girl?
Yeah, lovely.
What are you looking like? Now, we're not on Skype, so I can't see you.
I'd say Mrs. Blobby at the moment, to be honest. A touch of Mrs. Blobby.
All right, okay. Well, don't worry about it, girl. We've all whacked it on over Christmas like it's gone out. I was back at the precincts. And I was, what are those things called? Matchlesses. Matches.
Mattresses?
Yeah, that's it. I was eating chocolate-coated mattresses. A wonderful time. Just eating chocolate-coated. Cheers, Ollie.
Matchsticks.
That's it. Yeah, those ones. All that. We're all eating nibbles after 8 minutes. I mean, who actually physically wants to eat more than three after 8 minutes? It's just your duty, isn't it? Once you get started, because you start, you go, fuck it, that's a bit much. And then you're like, well, that'll do. Oh, that'll do. And then you keep going, you keep going. I didn't bother with a turkey.
Right.
I'll tell you what, I've started shopping at Aldi.
Aldi?
Yeah, Aldi.
Aldi?
Yeah. Got all the stuff down there. Yeah.
Right, sorry.
Yeah. How can you not get that?
I thought you said Aldi.
Yeah, it's in Owley. Fucking hell. Anyway, going down there, got all my stuff through there. I got through three tubs of Heroes.
Fucking hell,
yeah, on my own. Fucking love them. Yeah? Didn't bother. Do you know what? Quality Street, dead.
Right.
Roses, fuck off.
Yeah.
Poor man's. I wouldn't give roses to my worst enemy. You remember when they found Saddam Hussein down that hole?
Yeah.
They just chucked roses down it. Until he eventually came out and went, fuck that. Right. Then you got any heroes. But things are going wonderful here. Trump's going to be coming in. He's sworn in a couple of days' time, so I'm very busy here. In fact, let me just take this call, Kat. Hello? Yes? Very good. All right, I'm pleased to do the deal with you, okay. I just talking about my American accent's going from strength to strength. I don't know if you clocked it there, but I am fucking nailing it out of the park. Now, IHOP, I have been down every day, so I'm getting as fat as fuck. But you know what? Don't matter here.
Oh, okay.
They'll prop you up. Your heart stops, they'll prop you up. They'll just give you a pig heart or something like that. I'll probably get that bull heart put in, so I'll be like raging, you know. And I have to admit, I've started seeing a young lady.
Really?
Yes. Cassandra.
Oh, that's
yeah, very
nice
American name.
Name.
She's one of the high up girls here at the White House. She saw me out on the lawn. My mobility scooter got stuck because it's been raining out here, and she came out and gave me a bit of a push. And it was more than she bargained for, really. And about 2 hours later, she was still pushing. And then I thought, oh fuck it, I'll put it in gear. So I put it in gear, and we got out. We were laughing about that. We went for a few drinks, and one thing led to another. And last couple of nights, she's been staying over at my mobility scooter.
Ooh.
Yeah, got a little pocket on the side where she stays and all that. But I'll be telling you more about that over the coming weeks. But let's talk about your general health and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
What are you up to?
Well, you'd be pleased to know I started a detox on New Year's Day.
Okay,
yeah.
New Year's Day, that's dedication, isn't it?
Yep, so...
Did you not have loads of stuff still left in the fridge?
Well, I stayed up very late on New Year's Eve.
Oh, right, so getting it in.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Oh, right, yeah. So I've been on it for, what, 4 or 5 days now? And, I'm feeling really good, feel alert and bright.
Okay.
It's a bit difficult because Laurie eats nice food when I'm around.
Is he all, like, still sausaging it up and stuff, is he?
He's got better, but he does have, like, a trough of noodles when he wants to.
A trough of noodles?
He likes his noodles, yeah.
All right.
But he finds it really easy to lose weight, and this is what's so frustrating.
All right. When your partner likes to, you know, not toe the line.
Yeah, and, like, he just doesn't eat. Like sausage rolls for a day and he loses all his weight. It's so
Blimey,
annoying.
Charlie. Hey?
Really annoying.
Get that leaf out of his book. Surely he has some sort of physical exercise that he turns to.
Laurie, what do you do?
Just go out and walk about and stuff.
Right, there you go. Try that.
Oh.
Have you done any new classes?
I did aerobics and I did fitness Pilates last night, right?
Fitness Pilates? What's the difference between Pilates and fitness Pilates?
I don't know.
Oh, right, okay.
It's just very educated. Lying on the floor, really.
Oh, I can do that.
And, like, pulling poses and, like, putting your leg in the air and stuff. And, like, doing low, very, very slow movements, like a slow curl back onto the floor so it gets you... core muscles and oof, I really felt it. I really do feel it today.
Excuse me, it's the pancakes in the morning.
Right, okay.
And waffles.
Mm. Yeah. But I've got something to ask you.
Yeah, go on.
Because, you know, you're my well-being coach.
True.
I wondered if you had any words of wisdom about, you know, all the bereavement that we've had recently over Christmas.
Yeah.
People aren't feeling very good. And
yeah.
What advice can you give people to help them keep strong in this time of sadness?
Just don't be so wet, you know?
Oh.
Like, people are going to snuff it all the time. You know, the planet spins. We're travelling at 70,000 miles through space. It happens. Don't worry about it. And look, who have we lost? We ain't lost anybody important, have we? Exactly. So, just don't worry about it. You know, like me, I mean, there's nothing stopping me. I'll probably go on to 120, if I'm honest. And I'm a huge, wonderful man. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of women go crazy over my torso. Literally. And, but I can't half get a sweat. I get a sweat up like a storm. Yeah, I'm like a glazed pear sometimes. And you look at me, and I'm not even doing anything, but I'm like Laurie's granddad. In my mind, I'm like doing it all and that. Don't swear, cat. Old bastards die.
Right.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of them in, but they've danced with the devil, haven't they? They haven't gone and got my pills. They haven't gone to Pilates. They haven't listened to it, yeah? Bowie smoked like a trooper. George... we won't say anything, so we won't get sued. Lots of them, they danced with the devil, my duck.
Okay.
I don't think they did, actually, George. It's just really tragic. But moving on, because it's not in my character. Don't worry about it. Don't swear. Have a pancake.
Okay.
Can I tell you that all this fucking hydrogenated fat, all this losing shit, I mean, it's just all made up. Yeah? It's half the time, if you eat pure lard, you're going to shit it out faster than you're going to put it in anyway, because it's slippery. You ever notice... You remember those old Zest soaps you used to get?
Yeah.
Zest.
Yeah.
You used to have a little wet white line through it. Every poo I do is like that. It's like,
oh.
It's like the back of a ration of bacon. I don't hold on to it. Straight out. That's what you got to do. Don't hold on to things. Emotionally and physically.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah?
That's good.
Right. Thank well, I've got to go because it's the White House. It's very busy. I think I'm off to Congress next week, so maybe I'll talk to you from there. Things are happening very fast here. I just have to take this call very quickly. Yes, I do declare, Raymond Dalion. Yeah, well, bonjour. I've got to go, Kat. I'll see you later.
Take care.
Yes, yeah, 5 billion. Whatever.
We were talking about Christmas earlier, I forgot, but there's over there,
yeah,
next to you, Terry, there's a box underneath the pens.
Yeah.
I got them from my dead granddad for Christmas.
Oh, right, let's talk
That's
about
a
this.
Great gift.
Let's do that. What? Right, are we recording?
Yeah. Oh, should I start again?
Nah, if you're happy with that, we'll roll with that.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
You got these Celtic Wisdom Sticks,
yeah,
and Ogman. Is that right? An Ogman?
An Ogam Oracle.
Mm.
An Ogam Oracle.
Right, so what happens here?
Well, they're just a bunch of burnt sticks.
They fucking are as well.
Look at them. I mean, open the box on the top.
Let's take a snap of this and put this on there.
Yeah.
They really are just burnt. So then, Keys of Knowledge. You hold in your hands a wealth of ancient wisdom, a secret language of the Celts. Open the pack, place the sticks in the Hessian bag, and you are ready to access a knowledge for yourself.
Let's do it!
All right.
Let's do it!
You do the talking.
Right, okay.
So Laurie's opening this box and there's like some...
Burnt Stitz, Hessian Sack. So we have a wealth of knowledge, right?
So you're gonna choose one, right?
But hang on. Do we need to... Oh, no, we're just going to get knowledge.
Going to get pure knowledge.
Pure
knowledge. The thing is, when you shake a bag full of really big sticks, they can't really go anywhere.
No, just up and down, I think.
Yeah. All right, okay, okay. So the Hessian sack.
The Hessian sack has been rattled.
Bring forth the power of the ancients.
Right, so I'm picking a stick. Any stick, pick a stick, any stick. So this is, it's got 4 score on it. Yeah.
4 score at the bottom.
4 score, and it says...
Sail S.
Sails?
S-A-I-L-L-E. S.
So Laurie's looking up through his book.
But hang on, are we not supposed to ask a question first or something? It just gives us knowledge.
Oh, like typical, no one's reading any instructions here.
Well, the Celts didn't have any instructions, did they?
Their oldie-worldy instruction book.
Bring forth the instructions!
S was north.
Well, S is south, but...
S is north. To the Northlands!
Just crash into the side.
Damn these sticks! We should just work on collision alone.
Right. So, Terry.
Yes.
An opportunity has been missed.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, that's
sake.
The door.
The door. Maybe that's the opportunity.
Right. Let's go down and see who it is. You expecting any parcels?
I am, sadly, yeah.
All right,
an
okay.
Amazon book.
I don't want... If I want knowledge, I don't want to know that I've missed...
The knowledge.
I want the knowledge for the knowledge.
You want to know the knowledge is coming to be prepared for the knowledge.
I don't want the knowledge about the knowledge that I didn't have knowledge of.
You missed the knowledge.
And what's S?
Sexy? I don't know.
Okay.
Super? Soft?
All right, we'll just wait. And now Laurie's coming...
Soggy?
Coming back up the stairs with...
Again.
Oh, it's just a package. No knowledge.
Is that not for me?
Steve Brawl t-shirt.
Right, so...
An opportunity has been lost.
No.
Keep a wishful eye for the next opportunity.
What? Is that for real?
The wheel turns round again and again. Impatient often curses the timeliness of opportunity, yet better the plan that aligns perfectly with circumstance. That a snatched opportunity wherein all things fail. The observation of life's rhythms and maintained vigilance will help assure success on the next revolution.
Oh, man.
That's rubbish.
So I've missed.
Yeah. Something.
So I've lost that bloody advert, didn't I?
Do you reckon?
Screw this.
Can I do one?
Yeah, you do one. Hope you miss some opportunities. God, blimey, Charlie.
Do you want to ask a general question? Not anything in particular?
No, that's too weird. Go on.
Pick from the bag of Hess.
And so came forth from the Hessian sack.
It says Ruis. R-U-I-S.
And an R.
An R is south.
Yeah, because it would be Celts.
Celts in it.
In it. Celts in it.
What was it again?
Ruis.
This won't be a con. Hang on. Also, you said this is from your granddad. From the ether.
Laurie!
Here it is.
The crystal has unimaginable powers, son.
But the burnt wood doesn't have anything.
The burnt wood shit.
There you go.
Put it on the fire.
This is all depressing. Feelings of inadequacy.
Inadequacy.
Feelings of inadequacy or unworthiness frequently obscure the flow of life, setting aside the opportunities and chances which you have worked so hard to gain. Concentrating on what only you can bring to a project or association, and by avoiding vain comparisons with others, you can contribute much.
Like, all the Celts and the Druids were like, listen, how are we moving forward
with that project?
With that project, because I know a lot of these projects go tits up. Look at Stonehenge, for starters. I mean, the quota, I mean, we are way over on that.
I'm not sure this is...
I'm not sure it's been written in the Celtic times yet.
These Celtic times.
When project managing a large-scale project
or selling yourself through social media, make sure your burnt stick is pointing R for South. Otherwise, you're a fool to yourself.
But well,
thanks for that. How did you get it from your granddad?
Just went down the grave and made a hole. Dug it up.
Not them, son!
No, I got it off my mum.
The whole universe. Oh, what? She just found them in granddad's.
Yeah, I think she's got a lot of stuff that she's trying to shift. And, you know, like old bits of stuff that they owned, like the...
That car engine. It's not that a load of crap, because apparently there is no such thing as Celts, because it's like there's no such thing as Vikings. There were so many different houses. It's like Game of Thrones that you can't possibly ever... They were just all different factions.
You know about all that, though, don't you, being a historian type?
Bits of bobs, but not really. But right. So Celt stuff's a bit like... Well, it's a bit like the clans, isn't it? And Tartans, like, invented quite late and...
Who's it?
Stuff like
I think,
that.
I think all this stuff is... going back to how people were trying to understand the world, because they didn't know.
Yeah.
So they were like, learn some sticks and we'll find out what's happening tomorrow.
Meanwhile, this village is getting raided.
Yeah.
Throw the stones! Knife goes in the back of their head. Oh, fuck.
Get the crystals!
Yeah, your granddad jumps into one of his time void things. I've got to leave! Bang. Just turns up at home. God, that Viking village just got raided. Do you want something to eat, Laurie? I'll make you a Black Forest gatto. You're starving. There's nothing there.
What's a tuck in?
Tripe soup. I can't eat that. Not anymore. It's quite nice, actually, tripe soup. Yeah. Not tripe, I mean...
Oh, fucking hell.
Oxtail. Fucking hell.
No, I don't think so. Tripe is innards.
It's got a tail in it.
One's a tail and one's like stomach insides and stuff like that. There's a tripe stall in Leeds Market. There's always a queue outside of it. Never been to it.
No.
I always remember when I was cleaning out my great grandmother's flat who died, and they said, do you want to go around the house and clear out the cupboard to get the food? So it's like, right, I went down there.
Still alive.
And there was, I always remember there was a can, an old rusty can of soup, and on the front it had a picture of a turtle, and it said turtle soup. And it was just like, bin it. Just don't even open it. It's 30 years out of date.
Yeah.
And the fact is a turtle.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
If it was a turtle.
You get a bit like that growing up in a village, and you always used to go to like the tombola store, all those sort of like store on the church fate and stuff, and there's always old lady cakes. They're always a bit questionable, aren't they?
You never know.
The spices.
Oh. Yeah.
The cinnamon's been out by about 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how clean they are.
They can't see.
No.
Just a huge clot of dust. Tuck in Sunday, you like your coconut ice. It's just dust.
Just puffing smoke out of them every bite.
That's nice, isn't it? Tripe dust.
Pig's trotter.
I'll tell you what. There's always old people trying to get you to try an old stuff.
I threw out all my granddad's spices because they were like 2-3 years out of date. He's going, what are you doing? He kicked off. I was like, they're 3 years out of date.
He's still there.
You what?
He just went around his house and started throwing his spices out.
And I was just like... Went in his pantry.
No, Laurie! The secret sand of Sendurus! I'll have to go to that universe to sort it out! You stay there! I know I'm supposed to be looking after you in the summer holidays, but I'm off. Bing! Just jumps through a wormhole. Oh, dear. What if your granddad was like Doctor Who, like balancing all the parallel universes out, and you all think he's dotty, but he was actually like bang on it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's one of them. I don't know, that would be weird.
It would be weird. I'll have to along with George some... Michael on the bus.
With his glasses on before he had... Yeah, great.
I remember that one of my other nuns, she was a black witch. And she wasn't black, but she was... She was
yeah, all right. Yeah, we get that.
She used to have all these jars of bat wings and shit like that. And then one day she rings me up, she says, I've had enough of all this, you know, do you want all these jars of, like, bat wings and frog
as you
legs?
Do.
Yeah.
I've had enough of being dark.
I know what I'll do. I'll ring my grandson and see if he wants all this shit.
They do, though, don't they? Do,
yeah.
Do you want this?
And I was like, 35, like, you know, big kilner jars of this stuff. And I was like, no.
Dragon's Eye.
I was like, no, I don't want it. She said, well, have a read of this book. And it was like proper dark, black leather, no branding on it, no fucking, like, nothing on
front. Everything dead around.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just like, whoa. I says, I'll tell you what, I'll take it to my granddad because he's, you know, the other granddad, you know, the one with the crystals. I said, yeah, he can have a look at it. And he had a look at it and he was like, oh. And he...
Interesting.
He put it away for about 6 months.
Pass me my crystal glasses. Suddenly he sees things you can't see.
He's seeing new things.
A bat of
different dimension.
Eye of Newt. And he never say these words, Laurie.
And then I think he sent it back. He said, yeah, no, I can't go there, kind of thing. I owed the Black Witch a bit of money. And I said,
as a kid?
Yeah. And I said, do you want to? I said, can I
for your bus fare?
Can I pay it back in instalments? And she was a bit. She had a bit of a temper. And she went, no, money back in one lump. And I was just like, I can't pay you.
I'm five.
She said, right. Well, don't think. She was a bit nasty. She went, don't think when I'm dead and buried, that's the end of me. And I was like, right. And then
how much money did you owe her?
Was it 5p? Seriously,
a few quid. It's a few. Well, it was quite a few quid, and
20 grand.
No.
What's your problem?
And honestly, I tell you what, she must have put a spell on me because I went home and I laid down and I was like, oh, really upset about
got
it.
Kissed by a guy
back. that I was going to sleep, and as I went to sleep, honestly, I felt like I got lifted. Gravity was going up, and someone took the top of my head off and dropped a bag of money on my brain. It was fucking mental. And I went to my granddad. I said, Granddad, I've had some money dropped on my brain. And he goes, don't worry, Sean, I'll take care of that. And he was deadly serious.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he knows what it means.
He doesn't even question it.
No.
He's like...
No. He said, well, he was in his crystal room at the time. He probably saw it happening. Oh, no, Laurie's got the big smalls again.
Watch out for that bag of money.
Oh, dear.
Well,
go get my sonic screwdriver, son. We'll get to the bottom of this. So jump through this wormhole with me.
What did he do?
He did something. It never happened again.
That was brilliant.
I think he just got on his... He went outside and stood still for a bit.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
Dealt with it or went to another universe.
Dealt with it.
He just dealt with it.
And he gave her the book back, so, yeah.
Hard as nails, your granddad, really.
Yeah. Well, sorting out the whole universe and stuff. Probably out there now, still, travelling through time.
I hope Laurie doesn't get rid of that crystal I gave him, otherwise the whole universe is in the balance. He'll understand how important it is, along with those bags of sticks I gave him.
It's still there, in that spotty box.
Yep,
crystals
keep
and,
it.
Yeah, we'll keep
we'll
it.
We'll go on tour with
to
that.
To protect us.
Aww.
Aww. Cat, do we have any cats people, or do we have a cat's corner?
We have a quick cat's corner.
Let's have a cat's corner very quickly.
Okay. Like food.
Oh, guilty. As charged.
I think we all like food.
Yeah.
And I was going through last year, and you know how you go back and think about the highs and lows, and I do this on a food basis as well.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah. So I would like to say that the best food find that I had in 2016 was sriracha sauce. And I like, and it's the red sauce that you get in like a Chinese, and it's super spicy, and you can get it in Tesco's and other places now. And you have a green top and a red top, but it makes anything, and I mean anything, taste amazing.
Sriracha of Ratchy.
Yeah.
Why is your sauce so good? Shut up, Worcester. I'm talking to Ratchy.
I like the sauce so much, I bought Laurie a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, he's got it, isn't he? Oh, yeah, now this is like a, it's like a really lovely Tom Tom sauce, isn't it?
Super spicy, bit garlicky. And I think Lady Ping Coombs, MasterChef winner.
Ping Coombs!
Oh, our Ping Coombs.
Our Ping. I think she introduced me to it. But I absolutely love it. And I wanted to ask you two, fine fellas, what's your food highlight or food discovery of 2016? Now, Terry, I think you've been very frugal with your food last year because you were on a real diet, weren't you?
Yeah, I just went for it, yeah.
Really? So, I mean, did you discover anything? Or was there a highlight for you?
Fizzy water.
For fuck's sake,
I know,
Terry.
But it didn't half help with trying to shift the weight. Because I can't have many sugary drinks because my teeth started falling out about... Well, they didn't. The enamel started getting a bit... This is gross, but... Anyway, and the dentist went, no more, you sugar piece of crap. You can't have anything. So fizzy water really has, like, makes me think I'm having a bit of a treat. Yeah. I'm a man. I think you're going to, like, hit the wall on this. I've really discovered, women fucking love food.
Fucking love it.
So do men, don't get me wrong, but we're not as clever.
So your highlight of 2016 was something that doesn't have a flavour.
Yeah.
I just can't get my head around that. Why would you ever
Well, I gave
choose?
Up sugar and it was very liberating. So let me take that out. It's nuts and dried fruits.
Like a fucking squirrel.
But it is amazing. Once you stop on the sugar, your taste buds start to come back. And then when you go back to sugar, you're like, it's such a blunt taste. It doesn't taste of anything. So now if I'm having fruit, it sounds really shit. But if I'm having fruit or I'm having dried fruit or I'm having some really nice selection of nuts, they're like fucking amazing. It's like you're really eating something. So it's been quite liberating for me to realise that I don't need to, because I don't like Mars bars, I don't like Bounty, I don't like any of that crap that is in everywhere.
I just like sparkling water and nuts.
Yeah, I know, it's really crap. But if you go to Laurie, I bet you he's got nothing.
What's it about? Drinks? What drinks?
That was Cat's Corner. Is there any Cat's people?
Oh, beer.
Yeah, we've got loads of Cat's people.
Go on, let's do that.
I asked everyone today to see who wanted a shout out, seeing as we were back and we were recording.
Yeah.
And lovely Lisa Osborne, she wants to have a shout out because it'd cheer her up. Simon Sword, and I just love saying his name, Simon Sword.
Simon Sword, stand before the balcony of justice.
Yes, he needs a waffle fix, he said. Caroline Miller, me, pretty please, happy new waffle to you too. Shit Reviews, which I still follow and who is fabulous. Mark Henderson. And finally, I'd like to say to my lovely cousin Lisa Walker, who's a bit of a fan of When We Waffle, and
it's so
lovely.
Nice to have any fans, isn't it?
So yeah, they're all Cat's people, and I'm sorry if I didn't mention you. I will mention you next week.
Yeah, we'll pick you up next week. Come on, it's a new year, I know, and I'm talking about fizzy pop and all that sort of crap, but do what you like. Don't worry about things this year.
Don't worry about it.
If you're a good person, don't give a shit, you know? Stick your fingers up at someone if they're an arsehole. Don't feel bad about it. Be good. We love you.
Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself. Oi. Right. Laurie, what is the new donation thing on our website?
Oh, right, yeah. The new donation thing. Good thing you brought that up, Terry.
Give us a do-de-do donation.
Basically, the podcast is still free. You can listen to it free on the radio every Thursday with Fubar, or you can listen to it free on SoundCloud every week. But... or on iTunes or wherever, baby. But as things become archived, as time moves on, the archive is actually something you need to pay for. So if you want to go back and listen to older stuff, which is just as good as the new stuff, if not better, it's minimum amount of 75p, or if you want to donate more, then that's fine.
I mean, 75p, what can you buy for 75p these days? Yeah. Not even a bag of chips.
So go there to www.whenwewaffle.com and you can play the latest waffle or listen back to the archive.
Thank you very much. Take care. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.